This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. All-party meeting called by Rashtriya Swatantra Party chair held today. Foreign Affairs Minister Shishir Khanal advances digital integration and economic cooperation in New Delhi talks. And an offshore magnitude 7.8 earthquake rocks the southern Philippines, killing at least 19 people. Now the news in detail. An all-party meeting called by the ruling Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Rabila Michhani was held at Singhadarbar today. The meeting held in a hall of the Public Accounts Committee, House of Representatives, saw discussions on contemporary political issues, especially the demonstration and disruption of Parliament caused by the opposition. Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party leader Bhishma Rajang Dambe, Nepali Communist Party's leaders Madhav Kumar Nepal and Barsaman Poon, CPN-UML leader Ayn Mar and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party chair Rajendra Lingden attended the meeting along with the Rashtriya Swatantra Party leaders. Foreign Affairs Minister Shishir Khanal made an official visit to New Delhi from the 5th to 7th of June at the invitation of the Indian External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar, with the engagements reflecting what observers describe as a focused and diligently executed diplomatic effort to advance Nepal's economic and strategic priorities. Throughout the visit, Minister Khanal held a series of structured meetings aimed at translating long-standing bilateral understandings into operational outcomes. Key among them was the agreement to advance peer-to-peer, P2P, cross-border digital payment connectivity between Nepal Clearing House Limited and National Payments Corporation of India. Officials say this step is expected to strengthen financial integration and streamline remittance and trade transactions between the two countries. In the area of technology cooperation, Minister Khanal facilitated collaboration between Kathmandu University's Digital Public Infrastructure and Artificial Intelligence Center and Digital India Parshini Division for the development of voice-based translation platform. The initiative is viewed as a practical move toward enhancing digital accessibility and cross-border communication. India also formally handed over 72 post-earthquake reconstructed health facilities and 12 cultural heritage sites built under its assistance, marking continued progress in recovery cooperation. During his visit, Khanal also held discussions with Indian National Security Advisor Ajit Doval on security coordination, border management and supply chain resilience. He further engaged in policy dialogue at the India Foundation and interacted with Indian media, underscoring a consistently active and hands-on diplomatic approach. Ultimately, the trip signaled Nepal's intent to turn the page on years of political friction, positioning the new government as a pragmatic partner, ready to anchor future ties in economic results rather than historical baggage. The Embassy of Nepal in Thailand has asked Nepalese living illegally in Cambodia to return home by the 12th of June. Issuing a notice, the embassy has stated that those Nepalese living in Cambodia without legal status may face stern actions, including immediate arrest as per the new legal provisions of Cambodia. The embassy has mentioned that a total of 602 Nepalese living in Cambodia without renewing their visa after landing there for different purposes had not responded, despite the embassy's repeated approaches to facilitate their repatriation home by waiving the visa fees and penalty while asking them to return home without further delay. The embassy has also shared that foreigners failing to return to their countries would be fined up to $500,000 and face lifelong imprisonment based on the nature of crimes as per the new laws of Cambodia. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. An offshore magnitude 7.8 earthquake rocked the southern Philippines today, killing at least 19 people, injuring more than 200 others, mostly in damaged buildings, and sending a 1 meter, that is 3 foot, tsunami into nearby coast. A few buildings collapsed and a key infrastructure sustained quake damage in the city of General Santos, and tsunami damage was reported in at least one coastal village. Smaller waves were measured in Indonesia and Palau and as far away as southern Japan. Teresito Bacol Col, the director of the Philippine Institute of Volcanology and Seismology, told the Associated Press it was a major earthquake and they were expecting a lot of damage. The strongest quake to strike the Philippines this year was centered at sea off the Mindanao Island at the depth of 33 kilometers, about 32 kilometers southwest of Masim Town in Sarangani province, according to Bacolcol. Israel launched targeted military strikes on central and western Iran early today after Tehran fired missiles toward Israeli territory, marking the latest escalation in a conflict that continues to threaten regional stability. Israeli authorities reported that Iranian missiles were launched in 2 waves, prompting air raid sirens and defensive interceptions across central Israel. Residents were instructed to seek shelter as the country's air defense systems worked to neutralize the threat. In response, the Israeli Air Force carried out precision strikes against what it described as military targets belonging to the Iranian regime. Israeli officials said the operation was aimed at deterring further attacks and protecting Israeli civilians from ongoing threats. The renewed confrontation comes amid growing concerns over Iran's regional activities, including its support for armed groups across the Middle East. Reports also indicated that a missile launched from Yemen, an area controlled by Iran-backed Houthi rebels, targeted Israel, underscoring the widening security challenges facing Israel. Despite international efforts to preserve a fragile ceasefire, Israel has maintained that it will act decisively against any threat to its security. Israeli leaders argued that defending the nation and its citizens remain their foremost responsibility as tensions with Iran continue to unfold. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy in Kosi province and the Himalayan regions of the country, partly cloudy in Madhes province and the remaining hilly regions, while the Tarai regions will remain mainly fair. There is also possibility of light rain and even snowfall even during this summer, with thunder and lightning at a few places in Kosi province and at one or two places in Madhes province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. All-party meeting called by Rashtriya Swatantra Party chair held today. Foreign Affairs Minister Sisir Khanal advances digital integration and economic cooperation in New Delhi talks. And an offshore magnitude 7.8 earthquake rocks the southern Philippines, killing at least 19 people. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.